I mean,
did AJ sail away to New England?
And let him tell it. You know, they got a cranberry bog. You probably going to go pick some cranberries. They got a cranberry bog not too far from the
stadium. Like cranberries?
You think you went up there to pick cranberries?
Yeah. It's like, I'm going to get some cranberries.
You like cranberry juice or not? Your just anti-cranberry?
Mm-mm.
No?
I mean, that cranberry juice, okay. I mean, but it's not my first choice.
What about huge on cranberry?
What about
cranberry sauce?
Cranberry sauce on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. You're talking about the kind that come out in the tube.
Well, you make your own. Yeah, you can make your own.
I want the kind that come out of the tube.
Why?
Because it just...
That's not as good as homemade.
Why would you intentially choose the worst one?
Well, that's the one I grew up on.
Okay.
That's
a lot of us grew up on that.
Was that Ocean Spray? The Ocean Spray?
Ocean Spray, yeah.
Where they just slop it out.
I mean, if I grew up on unseasoned food, I wouldn't continue to eat unseasoned food because I grew up on...
Some people eat unseasoned food to this day.
I know.
And they...
There's so many better options. Well, we haven't workshopped our food for Thanksgiving this year when we're in the studio for the pregame show, Eagles and Cowboys. So
have we workshopped this trip that we've taken?
We are beginning to workshop it. We workshop the end when we get thrown out of Foxborough for booing A.J. Brown.
Well, I'm not talking about that trip. I'm talking about the Eagles going to London trip.
I think we're not in charge of the workshopping for that.
Okay.
That seems a little bigger than, like, you think you and I could pull off planning that trip?
Oh, no.
It feels a little above our pay grade, Hugh.
It's hard enough for me to plan.
We're just speculating recklessly. That's what we do.
Yeah, it's rough.
You're going to be fine.
I'll be, yeah.
Okay.
Working on that.
Can we hear from Mike Vrabel as he's working on incorporating A.J. Brown into his team? A.J. at practice for the Patriots today, passed his physical, so he's on the field. All this is official. So we have Mike Vrabel. I guess he was asked about A.J. kind of being a guy with a big personality and how they handle things like that up in New England.
I don't get into a lot of that. I think what's the most important is that, you know, those things don't carry into the locker room, that they get handled. And you see that all the time on the sidelines. We want to have conversations in a meeting room. We want to have conversations at practice.
Well, all right. I mean, he could do that. I mean, here's the question. How long do you think AJ plays fully nice up in New England versus how long he goes back to being the AJ we saw here? Like, if Drake May's playing great, it's easy, right? But if there's some, you said earlier here, there could be a slump after last season.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we get a full AJ is on his best behavior year, first year up there, or is AJ going to be AJ if things aren't looking great?
I think he'll be silent because he made such a big stink to get there. Yeah. And you know, like, this feels like with the narrative that he has going for him right now, then you got to be quiet.
For a little while, at least?
You got to be quiet.
All right. We have one more here from Mike Vrabel.
Looking crazy.
Yeah. Talking, you know, going back to when he was in Tennessee and they drafted AJ Brown. Let's listen to this.
I think he showed me pictures when he was a little kid wearing my jersey and stuff like that. That he didn't wear my jersey. Yeah, I mean, I think I knew that just from the time that he, you know, like when, I think when we drafted him, he was like, oh, I wish the Patriots drafted me.
He told the Titans that he wishes the Patriots drafted him? This guy's something else.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, but that kind of tracks because when AJ was, he was mortified.
He said he cried, yeah.
Yeah, when he didn't get drafted by the Patriots.
Yeah.
I don't like, I guess, because I remember, like I said, when I was getting drafted, I wanted to be a Raider. Didn't happen. And I was, oh, well. But for somebody to, I don't know what it is to want something to happen so bad that's the case.
I mean, he spent the last year, I guess, trying to make this happen. I mean, it does feel like a very long-winded way of getting his way to the team he wanted to get to. And he's there now. He is a Patriot. Let's go to OG Wade, who is up on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, man?
Hey, OG, what are you thinking?
I'm listening to this, and you know, I wanted to wait till the actual happened before I peacock anything, but I had this thing way before Diana Rossini and all these other, and I ain't even had to sleep with no damn body. You know what I'm saying?
So, allegedly.
You know, I knew, yeah, allegedly. I knew this thing was going down to me after the Super Bowl. I already knew it. You know what I'm saying? If you look at A.J. Brown, let's go back, right, where when Jalen was coming up on his contract, A.J. Brown was the one that had put a tweet or a post out to the media that they better extend Jalen and give him his contract. If not, then trade me. You know, he was joking when he said it, but that was one of his things in trying to help, root for Jalen to get the contract that he got.
Mm-hmm.
so now we are where we are right now, and I think a lot of people are speculating about a whole lot of things, including me. You know, I do not believe this, and money or a woman, I do, and I stand by what I said, which is the Brian Johnson relationship dynamic, and Jalen says, and he quoted, he speaks to Brian Johnson on a daily basis. A.J. Brown also said he speaks to Mike Vrabel on a daily basis. You know what I'm saying? So this whole thing about A.J. moving on already was in the works and really couldn't happen because at that point it was a $98 million cap hit. So you knew it wasn't going to happen then. And I think that Howie and Jeffrey talked to A.J. and said, listen, we're going to accommodate you, but we need you to do so. When Jeffrey came down on the practice field, that was like the last straw for him. And listen, man, we already got an agreement. Now, you messing this thing up for everybody. You know what I'm saying? So that's when A.J. Formally just chilled out. Now, I'll say this here, and I think that A.J. got himself involved in something that he obviously, you know, probably having second thoughts about. You know what I'm saying? When you're in the city of Philadelphia and you have certain relationships, things happen and things go on. I think A.J. Brown has an attention thing where he wants to be that guy. And just we acting like he didn't do this in Tennessee. How do you think we got A.J.?
Yeah.
The same thing he did here, he did in Tennessee. So now he's out on to the Nets. And he's, you know, I don't wish A.J. Brown no ill will when he goes to New England. My whole thing is if people know A.J. Brown the way that you think you know him or you feel about him, I seen him quit in 7 games last year. There's no way I'm putting him in no Eagle Hall of Fame. There's no way I want A.J. on my team. And there's no way that I'm concerned about what he do when he goes to another team. Because if you feel like A.J. Brown was all these things that you don't want and didn't want, then why should you care about how he do when he goes somewhere? To me, that's just like hating on another. And I don't do that. I don't hate on another man. If you're not from my team, I care about what you did with the Philadelphia Eagles. And as far as I'm concerned, I went back for the first time, and I don't normally do this. I watched that San Fran game over, man. We was in that game. A.J. Brown's drops in that game was critical. Those were drops that actually would have won that game. Yep. And I want y'all to look at this. When you go back and look at those drops, A.J. Brown didn't drop them balls. That's all I'm going to say.
Well,
that's all I'm going to say about that.
Who dropped him?
I'm curious. Okay.
No, I'm not.
You tell me. Okay. Look at the position of his hands, and you tell me that he dropped them balls.
Oh, you think it was kind of like he didn't try to catch
them? I'm saying to you.
He wasn't trying to catch
them. He didn't want to catch them balls.
Well, I'm saying, OG, good phone call. It's like Mark from Jersey who told us that he was on the take for that game.
Well,
remember
look, that? I mean, OG's math is math, and he said he gave up in 7 games. They lost 7.
Listen, undefeated if you tried. That's the math I understand. What's your take on that?
No, I'm just thinking about OG said. OG came and dropped a little bit of knowledge today.
Well, he's been preparing for this moment.
Well, he was with me when I forget what month we did it, March or April, where I said, I think the deal's done. He's a Patriot. So, I mean, this is a day for OG to kind of...
Peacocking a little bit.
Insider of the year. He said he had it before Diana.
Well, he did say that. No one believed it. He had to sleep
with nobody, too.
Allegedly. It's all allegedly. Come on, we're grown-ups here. Andy in Westchester is up. What's up, Andy?
You're doing so much better.
So I just had to prove that I'm still a proud card-carrying member of the United Morons of Douglas by hanging up on myself.
United Morons of Douglas.
Hey, Andy, I appreciate that. Wow. I appreciate that.
UMD.
I refuse to apologize.
The new UMD.
Though.
Maryland is out. The new UMD. Yeah. United Morons of Douglas.
But Kyle asked me to apologize. I refuse. I'm glad that Howie held the line and got the first round pick. So we'll find something else, Hugh.
Yeah, we'll find another hill to die on. This is what we do, man. This is what we do.
Congrats on being just Joe as stubborn as you are dumb.
Hey, it's an art. It's an art. It's an art.
What you guys?
What are you more proud of, stubborn or dumb?
Both. Okay. They're equally. Sorry. I'm equally proud of both.
Hugh's world is so much more fun to live in than reality. I've told you this before. It's just
yeah, it is.
Hold
it's,
the line. It's a great, it's annoys Kyle, so here. It's.
Yeah, it does. And Kyle gets so annoyed, man.
Well, I think get annoyed at any great phone call. And I think here's the issue. I don't mind that Hugh lives in a world where, you know, it's a different world than the rest of ours. When we do the show together, we have to be in the same world. And sometimes...
No, it's great, though. But it's, like, to be honest, my perspective is different than, say, Kyle's. I respect, even though we go back and forth and it gets a little, you know, it gets a little tight in here sometimes. I respect where he's coming from because, like I've always said, he represents to me the voice of the fan. Both of you guys do, as a matter of fact. But it's athletes are different in the sense they just think different. And I know a lot of times it's hard to fathom and recognize, but that's what I'm here for. Yeah. Try to explain it in the way that I best possibly can.
Yeah, and I hate you guys.
And even sometimes then you don't understand. But it's a complex relationship, but we make it work.
I think, yes, that obviously you have a unique perspective, and then I got to be here to say, what are you talking about?
Yeah, you'd be like, what are you doing? What are we doing? What are we doing?
What is going on?
Oh,
right
and
here?
It was just brought to my attention. You know, they gave Romeo Doubs, like, they gave him a ton of bread.
$60 million, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, he's AJ, the two.
He's the two.
Yeah.
$60 million?
Well, who's AJ's not the one?
Well, I'm just saying. It's he gave him a lot of bread. He gave him a lot of bread. So it's going to be...
take that spin up the Boston.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying he gave him a lot of bread.
You know what? You might want to hand one of those Boston radio guys that take. AJ not really the number one here with
no,
the
I'm
Patriots.
Just saying. They gave him a lot of
AJ's
bread.
AJ's here to get demoted to number two.
No, I'm just saying he gave him a lot of bread, man.
If he doesn't lead them in receiving yards, then he's in decline. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I think because we all feeling like he's going to be that. He's going to beat half.
He's getting one-handed catches up at practice. Yeah, yeah.
He's getting ready.
It is a good day, though, because we're getting Elliott camp updates.
Oh, anything good? Well, how's Jalen looking?
Man, stop that.
What do you mean?
Stop what?
Whatever you're about to do, stop it.
Read stats?
He said read.
We have an insider at Eagles OTA's practice.
Somebody's insecure.
Wow. Hold on. Right this way.
What are you expecting to hear?
No, because
you don't think Jalen's going to have a good training camp?
Well, no, it just feels like.
Just admit it.
No, it just feels like the way that Kyle set it up. That is probably not going to be good.
I'll give you everything.
What do you got from Elliott?
Well, Andy Dalton's had a great day, apparently.
Hold on. Time out. Because we forgot yesterday. We had so much going on. Remember we tried to catch Kyle up?
Yeah.
What you did miss last week was, and this is from the open OTA practices last week.
Andy Dalton, QB2.
Dalton's the two.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. The way that it was reported, and Elliott was telling us, like he was getting the two reps, not Tanner. So now that we have that background,
had a nice touchdown to Hollywood Brown on the 2 yard line.
Okay, all right. What else we got?
Well, hold on, Jalen had a touchdown to Saquon deep in 7-on-7s from under center.
Good.
From under center, it's a good sign.
Okay.
However, his first play of 7-on-7s was picked off by Jeremiah Schroeder Jr. and, as Elliott says, threw it right to him.
I like how Kyle framed that, though. I mean, I respect that.
I wanted to give you some good before you. Andy Dalton had a good day.
But we already knew when you came with the good, there was some bad behind it.
It's just good to see actual football out there on the field.
Man, you know what? We will be back in this thing, what, next month?
Next month. July.
That is crazy.
So it obviously is just a coincidence, but I mean, the first day AJ's not on the team anymore, the first pass of practice goes right to a defensive player.
And AJ's catching one-handed dimes from Drake May.
This is on you if it goes
day
bad.
Day one is an AJ dub and a Jalen L.
It's on you if it goes bad this year. Just everyone has to know that.
I'll take that.
You know what? Write this down for a show later this summer. I could feel Hugh's insecure about Jalen.
I'm not.
I just knew.
I just feel like that's where it was.
Well, a lot of people are. It's, you know, it makes sense.
I'm not insecure.
Oh, most of the city's insecure.
Speaking of insecure, I mean, all Elliott did was literally tweet that Jalen threw an interception. Shut up, Elliott! You goober!
Guys,
wish Eagles could trade you, you miserable loser!
The guy's just trying to do his job, everyone.
Yeah.
Leave him alone.
Said a goober. Yeah. Goober's crazy.
Yeah, shut up.
Who'd you call goober? Kellen Moore?
Coach Goober.
Yeah.
Kellen Moore.
I think the Saints might be good this year with Coach Goober.
Yeah,
and your guy at quarterback.
Tyler Shough. Almost said it wrong.
You almost said it right.
His name is Tyler Shough.
Tyler Shough.
Shuck.
No, because I was thinking about Joe correcting me all the time, but it's Shough. Shough.
But that's not how it's pronounced.
It's S-H. O-U-G-H.
Yeah, Shuck.
Shough.
Your name is spelled with the G-H.
It's you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it sounds like you.
All right, I rest my case.
You have to say
no more questions,
it's
Your Honor.
Shough. Shao.
Okay.
Like, it's like how? Shao.
Right, guys. Yeah.
Chuck.
Where's
right.
the K? Because that's what it sounds like when you say it. It sounds
you're
like,
pronounced.
It's enough. Okay. Let's quickly grab JB in Chatham. What's up, JB?
I'm going to kill you.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
JB, what's up? Man?
Go Birds. Trying to be in a more positive mindset today than I was yesterday. I want to start by just saying, you know, I have been a bit of an AJ apologist over the last 4 years. All the shenanigans, the reading on the sideline, the tweets, whatever. I have always come to his defense. And the last couple things in the last, you know, 48 hours between the, you know, subtle shots at Jalen and whatever else, become a little indefensible, in my opinion. But that being said, I do kind of want to just put myself in my future shoes. I've always been a little bit reactionary in my personal life and about this team. And I'm trying to think 10 years ahead, 15 years ahead, 20 years ahead. When God willing, I have some kids, I gather them around the campfire and I can tell them about the golden era of the Eagles, which I personally think that we're living through right now. These last 4 years, I'm 29 years old. I'm very lucky that I have pretty much only seen success for the Eagles in my lifetime. You know, was born just after some really horrible years. And I'm trying to just put myself in my future shoes and just, you know, he had an incredible 4 years. He was dominant. He is a one of one football player that really only he's a generational talent. And with all of this being said, I do think that there is also a deeper human element to everything going on. AJ has been very open about what he's gone through in his life. And, you know, when you combine that with losing a friend like Jalen and all these, you know, as you guys have been calling it, the reckless speculation, exactly. But you know, all this rumor mill, it can really open up those issues again. And, you know, when you have those issues, no matter the mountains you climb, you are always looking for that next mountain. So we saw that. He did well in Tennessee. He wanted to climb the next mountain. He came to Philly. He did incredible in Philly. Won a Super Bowl. Still wasn't satatisfied. And you know, he's just kind of. I think there's a much deeper human element to what's going on right now with AJ and everything.
And I think you're right that years from now we'll look back at it. It was more good than bad. The end was annoying, but it was more good.
You wanted off that ride like instantly.
He started off, he's just talking too long, dog. That was too much.
It's like the roller coaster starts, and he was like, oh, I don't know about that.
I guess Joe knew it was too much, and so he's like, jumping.
You could tell he was getting anxious.
JB, it wasn't. Like, it's not so much you. I could feel Hugh's attention span.
No, I'm just saying, JB, it's not you, started it's out you. Great, it's you. But you just took too long to get there.
It's not you.
That should be the tagline for the show. It's not you, it's Hugh.
Yep. Land the plane, man.
He was trying.
He was trying, but he just started talking.
He was about to walk out of the
studio. He started talking about his kids.
You were about to pull a Jody Mack and just walk out middle of the segment.
He talking about his kids, the campfire, and all this other stuff.
Speaking of landing the plane, it feels like you guys are ducking you people a little bit.
Let's get to them. Let's go.
Oh, I know they about to let me have it.
Yeah.
For sustain.
Not necessarily.
Oh, really?
No, voice cracks can be part of this.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Well, don't worry. Yeah. We'll have to revisit those in a little bit. Just a quick summation. We have good riddance, AJ Brown. You suck. You're a bum.
Yep.
You're downgrading at quarterback. That's my favorite one. You're not even that good. Drake May stinks.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy hell in New England. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Also, shout out quick to our guy Steve, our t-shirt guy, who made us more t-shirts.
He also gave us a sticker. I have the Reckless Speculator sticker on my water bottle.
Nice, good.
Very excited.
Those are good. Those are going to be catching on pretty quickly. So, where are you guys today?
What do you mean?
We're in the studio.
We're almost
every day.
Well, you weren't yesterday.
No, not yesterday, but almost every day.
Yes, but we are in the studio. Please don't talk about AJ today.
Yeah, right.
Guys, come on.
Yeah, right.
If we talked about anything else, we probably would have gotten in trouble
Lakin would have had to go do something about that. I don't know if that's worse or from this guy who clearly just tuned in at 11:30. Mm-hmm. So AJ finally gets traded, and all you're talking about is Myles Garrett.
We did that for six minutes.
It was a segment.
Yeah, calm down.
One segment on Myles Garrett.
Calm down.
Yep, can't win. Kevin Betullo really cost us AJ Brown.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Mm-mm. This had so little to do with Kevin Petullo. Guys, he was fired or let go in January.
Yeah, and got a job fairly quickly.
Petullo cannot hurt you anymore. He's gone.
Yeah.
And AJ still wanted out.
I'm absolving Petullo from all the AJ stuff.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, come on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, I hope you're happy that you did this.
I did nothing. It's just...
It's your fault.
If anyone, it's yours.
I agree.
What'd I do?
I mean, who's the one that's more responsible for this nonsense than me?
You're also known for physical altercations with wide receivers. Maybe he was...
Who's responsible for nonsense? I own that one.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing was nonsense, AJ.
Well, I guess... I don't think either of us are responsible for AJ. You're responsible for the Petullo stuff.
Yeah, you are.
What do you mean? Get slapped across the
head? Yes!
I didn't slap Petullo. Well,
no, but you made up something where he
and
was physically assaulted.
And people ran with that. You don't realize the power your words have.
Dude, did you see how many people were saying hold the line?
Yes.
It's an issue.
I appreciate it.
And I feel bad.
And I don't appreciate
it. We will have another hill to die on soon enough.
Nope.
And you will die on it.
Yes, yep. We will have another hill soon enough.
Joe pissed me off today, so I changed my vote to Jolly.
No, it doesn't work like that. I'm sorry.
As a moron that united, I need to hear Hugh apologize. Sounds like the morons are divided now. You have divided the morons.
You know what?
Divided the morons.
Tomorrow,
but some people
at
don't want to be called morons anymore. They're like, I'm not a moron.
Yep.
I think tomorrow the city demands an apology.
No, I don't get no apology.
I think that's where we're headed.
Hey, Hugh, nice shirt. Name 3 Metallica songs.
I can name you one. I knew. You know what? That's not right. Just because I'm black don't mean I don't listen to Metallica, because that's basically what you're trying to say. I only can name one, though.
Yeah? What is it?
The one the strippers come out to.
Oh, I don't know.
The Sandman.
Okay.
Yeah, that one.
Well, one is the name of a Metallica song, so I thought you were being clever there.
Oh, yeah, that one too.
Yep.
All right,
real quick. Thought June 1st is going to be a tough day for Hugh, but today, maybe even worse, when Sustain kicked his ass.
And that's the point that I'm trying to make, that sometimes... That ain't enough to sustain you because sustain you.
You threw an extra T in there that just wasn't
sustain
there.
Had me like,
a TH in sustain.
But an even bigger surprise is that the AJ thing hit Joe harder than it did Hugh. He kind of choked up a little bit earlier
in
the show.
Only player in the history of the franchise to have a touchdown in multiple Super Bowls, through the air. So there's all these good things. And I also think, Hugh, that sometimes timing is everything. And I think they got him at the perfect time in his career. He was 25 years old. He was going into his prime. He was, I'm not getting choked up, I just joked. But he was going into his prime. He was going into his prime.
You know what
he
I
was,
realize?
Yeah. I'm not getting choked up, I just joked.
As we listen back, it almost got me really early in it.
I
caught it, and then I couldn't get through the rest. It got me back at
he
the
was
end.
He was going into his prime.
You had to swallow that one.
I'm not getting choked up. I just choked.
Oh, no. I think I ain't going to lie. I think mine was worse, though. Sustain had me on the road.
No, sustain you.
Sustain is not really that hard of a word.
No, but it's
not. It's not two Attack of My Loa. I mean, it's sustain.
Sustain had me on the road.
My goodness.
Sustain you.
All right, that's... We're not going to sustain anymore. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.